Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Fake tan has been a summer beauty staple for white women year after year. Now, as more information about the dangers of sunbeds and sitting unprotected in the sun becomes known, self-tanners are the safer way, I suppose, to achieve that sun-kissed appearance. But more and more beauty fans are now challenging this aesthetic and indeed questioning why. Well, Laura Maloney joins me now of the Laurel Salon. Good morning to Laura.
Good morning, Fran.
And good to talk to you today. Fake tans and all. Why do women feel a need to use these products, do you think, Laura?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to come online now and be a hypocrite here, or come on the radio, should I say, be a hypocrite here, because I'm actually, I'm head to toe in fake tan at the moment myself, so I can't give out about somebody applying it.
Yeah,
but it does. It's funny. It's a real funny thing. The Irish and the English, I think, this side of the world, we're definitely known for tan. Be that a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not too sure. But it definitely does just give you that feel-good feeling. You know, like myself, I'm getting ready to go to the gym. I have a class at 11. Mm. And it's a warm day. I put shorts on. And I was like, geez, thank God I have a bit of tan on my legs. It just gives you that... A little bit of boost of confidence. It hides blemishes, and psychologically it does give us the illusion that our silhouette may be a little bit slimmer, you know, or more trimmed or whatever.
That's a very good point, because I was speaking to Ellie and to Emma earlier on, and they told me that you know, if you put fake tan on your legs, for example, they look thinner. Is that really the case, Laura?
Well, look, it's not magic. You know, it doesn't make your legs thinner, but it definitely does give an illusion. Like, if you think about it, especially if it's light and shade, you know, so if you think about it like a painter, you know, painting or whatever. And I know ourselves, when we do tan applications, spray tans in the salon, we would use different nozzles or different speeds of the nozzle on different areas of the body to give people that light and shade, to give them that silhouette. But I think more so it is a real confidence thing, you know, which is crazy. Like, you know, we should be more confident in our own skin. Absolutely, you know. But I think it's just finding that balance of not being so reliant on it that you can't go outside the door without having tan on. Because I know that I have clients and I've spoken to women before, and I've, you know, read articles about people being absolutely, like, completely addicted to it, to the extent that, like, you know, they have a disorder from it, to the feeling of, oh, it's summertime, I want to put on a nice, you know, smock dress, or I want to wear shorts or whatever, and I'm just going to take that blue off my legs to give me, like, to make me feel a little bit more confident.
And is it cyclical in some way? Because, I mean, in the Victorian era, for example, you know, I mean, what was seen to be very attractive was very pure white skin, so much so that the women used parasols and didn't spend any time in the sun for fear that they might be tanned in some way.
And absolutely, look, if you look at, you know, the likes of the Philippines or the Koreans, I mean, even in town, if you saw somebody from Asia, some of them would actually have an umbrella over them, you know. And yes, I have clients that are like I said, from, it's primarily from the Philippines that we've got a few clients, funnily enough, and they're bamboozled by, you know, our love of being sallow. And like that, when it was really sunny there 2 weeks ago, some of them were coming in and they had umbrellas on them, you know. So it's a cultural thing, really, you know. Obviously we know the reason why they like to have that paler skin, you know. It's to do with the hierarchy of years gone by in their culture, you know. Yes. So the more tanned you were, the more sallow you were, it basically meant that for a labourer, that you're outside working.
This is very interesting. Have we gone past the notion that women who are using, well, maybe some men as well, using fake tan are looking more orange than sort of tanned?
Well, like I said, it's finding that balance. And look, we all know, we've all seen people, be it previously or at present, that have gone that step too far. Mm. You know, and it's like I say in work, what goes on the skin needs to come off the skin. So this is the problem I find. Sorry, you can probably hear Oscar in the background.
It sounds great. It sounds lovely.
with me. He's agreed with me. But it's just what goes on the skin needs to come off the skin. That's the most important thing. So if you're putting tan on, you're putting it on weekly. And look, like I said, I'd be a hypocrite to say I don't do it myself. I absolutely do. But like, you need to exfoliate that tan off the skin completely and then put on a fresh layer. And that way you're not going to get that orange, that dirty kind of tan look. And if you are naturally pale, you know, if you know that if you went to the sun, you're not going to even get a freckle. You're just going to burn. Stick for the light to medium tans. And then if you're that person that will pick up a little bit of tan, you can amp it up so that you're not going past your shade. Otherwise, then you do look completely ridiculous, you know.
Are people still using the sun beds, Laura?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, they are. Yeah, and it peaks and troughs, you know. It definitely went out of fashion for a while, but unfortunately, it's back in. Look, it's a whole other kettle of fish. I mean, I'd rather somebody was addicted to having putting fake tan on than putting on or going on a sunbed for.
You're in no doubt about the dangers of sunbed.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, and even like, I mean, I see it even from an aesthetics perspective. Not get rid of the whole skin cancer thing for a second, because everybody knows that, you know, and they'll have that claim and that fight back. But looking at it from a skin health, I mean, like, we've had clients that come into us and they would have been on sunbeds years ago, maybe the 90s or the 80s. I've two aunties myself that would have hired sunbeds back in the 70s, in their houses. And the aesthetic effect that it has on the skin, it ages the skin tenfold, more than anything else that you can do. The sun is the biggest ager on the skin. So even if you think about it from that, from a vanity perspective as opposed to a skin health perspective, that's kind of where I try to get that in at people. Like, you're going to age faster no matter what you do, no matter what cream you use, no matter what Botox you use or facials, you're still going to age faster.
Would you recognise, if you met somebody on the street, would you recognise people that have done that kind of damage?
Yeah, you would see the leathery effect. The skin would be thicker. Yeah, and their neck and their décolleté, so their chest, especially you see primarily in the female, would be a hell of a lot thinner. And they would have profound fine lines and wrinkles. Even, like I said, even if they are diligent with skincare, they cannot beat the effects that the sunbed has done to the skin or over sun exposure. So, you know, sunbathing on holidays, putting oil on their skin in Irish sun or whatever. And that overindulgence of sun.
My God. Do you think this is a fad that will go away and then suddenly in a couple of years' time we'll all be talking about the beauty of seeing somebody with pure pale white skin, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't see it going anywhere fast. I mean, Ireland are the biggest buyers of fake tan in the world. And 20% of us are addicted to it. So
genuinely addicted. Do you mean that in the full sense of the word?
That's a statistic. That's actually come from the Dermatology Association, that 20% of us are addicted to tan and to tanning, you know, and to having that tanning feeling that we wouldn't go outside the door without having a tan on our bodies in any capacity, be it face or even, you know, or whatever. I look at my older sisters and they didn't have tans when they were teenagers. They didn't have tans when they were going to their dads. It kind of came around the time that I was a teenager. So that's about 15 years ago. And it's just taken off. I don't see it going anywhere fast, being honest. I really don't. But maybe I could be proven wrong in 10 years' time. I don't know. But right now, like, we are, even in from a work perspective, you know, when it comes to, we do primarily event tan, so like bridal tan, you know, if it is, like I said, a special occasion, etc. Yes. And like, if when it's wedding season, we could have 15 tans in a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about men? So, would men come into you looking for the...
Men, not so much for tan, but I do know men that do wear tan, especially face tan. So, like, you know, there's fantastic serums there that you can put on the skin. They work on the skin while also having a tan developer in them. So they're good for the skin, in essence, because what a tan does do to the skin is that it dries out the skin naturally, because how tan works is it develops on dead skin cells, keratinized skin cells. So tan never goes into the bloodstream. So that's why it's safe to have tan when you're pregnant or, you know, if you have different medical conditions, tan is primarily safe. But when you like, so you can actually apply a serum to the skin that might be a hydrator serum on the skin, but also it can work, it can develop the tan. So I would see men definitely using that. It just gives them a nice glow as opposed to looking tan. Do you know what I mean? Like, they, it would hide any blemishes they have on their face, and like that, they look kind of healthy and fresh.
Well, it sounds good. I could do with a nice glow, I can
absolutely
tell you.
Absolutely. Well, do you know what? When you wake up and you're glowing in the morning, I tell you, you'll have a perk in yourself going into work.
I can well imagine. Laura, thank you so much. And my best to Oscar there as well. Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye-bye, you know. Bye-bye. That's Laura Maloney there of the Laura Salon in Clonmel. And if you want to talk to them about getting your fake tan done properly, I'm sure they'd be delighted to speak to you. Interior design in just a moment.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007. TIP FM's TIP Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
There are